Our Holy Unction service in its entirety is in your Holy Week books on page 109, page 109.
Master, give the blessing.
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and forever into the ages of ages.
Amen. Together, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, have mercy on us. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. All Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. Lord, pardon our sins. Master, forgive our iniquities. O Holy One, visit and heal our infirmities for your name's sake. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pater imon, o in dis radis, aiastito ton amasu, el teto I basiliasu, vieni fito to telimasu, o senorem oce epitichis, ton arton imon ton ebiusion, dos im insimeron, Κάθες μην τα απολύματα ημών, ως και εμείς αφήμεν τις φυλέτες ημών, και εμείς συνέχεις ημάς τις φυλετσμών, αλλά λύσε ημάς από του πονηρού.
Ότι νάς, είσαι εσύν εν εμπέσαι, τα σιατήτια ημία Τβόια, τα πρίλε τσάτσβια Τβόια, τα πούρε Τβόια Τβόια, γιάκον εν εμπέσαι ή να ζεμλή. Πλέπ νας να στούσνει η δάσναμ νες, ή ως τα βίναμ δόχη νάσα, γιάκου ζήμ ή ως τα βλάιμ δόσνικομ νασίμ, Είναι παιδίνα εσβοίσκου σένιετ, νοείς βαβινάς αλλού καβαχό.
Τάτο νόστρου καρέστη τσέρουλ, σφιντιάσκα σε νουελετώ, βιέν παρατσία τα, φάκα σε βόια τα, φρεκουμον τσέρ, ασάς πε παμάν. Πόινα νουάστρα τσάς πρεφιλίντσα δεν νοώ άστας, σινε ιάρτα νοώ γρυσάρλε νουάστρε, φρεκουμ σινό ιερτάμ γρυσίτσιλορ νόστρι, σινούν εντούτσε πενοί νησπίτα, σινε εισπαβέσου δε τσελβικλέαν.
Padre nuestro, que estás en el cielo,
santificado sea tu nombre, venga tu reino,
hágase tu voluntad en la tierra como en el cielo. Danos hoy nuestro pan de cada día, perdona nuestras ofensas, como también nosotros perdonamos a los que nos ofenden. No nos dejes caer en tentación y líbranos del mal.
Abena lesi pilsamu wet, yetakotas ismuk, yeti melikotek, letekul meshietek, kemepisamek, zagal art, chubzane kefefena atinolium, wachferlana zino bena, kemenech, fernachno aiden with musnabina elena, walatitchil nefitegribe, lekenegina minoshurir.
For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages.
Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison, Kyrie eleison. Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj, Gospodi pomiluj. Yara burham, yara burham, yara burham. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever into the ages of ages. Amen. O come, let us worship and bow down to our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ, our King and God. O come, let us worship and bow down to Christ Himself, our King and God. Together, hear my prayer, O Lord. Give ear to my supplications in your faithfulness. Answer me in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant, for in your sight no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the works of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear of your loving kindness in the morning, for in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk, for I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I shall shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake. for your righteousness' sake, bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies, and destroy all those who afflict my soul, for I am your servant.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and our whole life to Christ our God.
To you, O Lord.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, neither chasten me in your wrath. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Have mercy on me, O Lord.
Mercy on us, O Lord, have mercy on us, for we sinners devoid of all defense. Offer to you, O Master, this supplication, have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Have mercy on us, O Lord, for in you we have trusted. Do not be very wrathful with us, neither remember our iniquities. But even now do look down upon us, inasmuch as you are of tender compassion, and deliver us from our enemies. For you are our God, and we your people. We are all the work of your hands, and upon your name we now call.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Open to us the gate of your loving kindness, O blessed birth-giver of God. Having set our hope in you, may we not fail, but through you may be delivered from all adversities. For you are the salvation of all Christians. Together, have mercy upon me, O God, according to your loving kindness, according to the multitude of your tender mercies. Blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you only have I sinned, and done this evil in your sight, that you may be found just when you speak, and blameless when you judge. Behold, I was brought forth in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. Behold, you desire truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part you will make me to know wisdom. Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones you have broken may rejoice. Hide your face away from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation, and uphold me by your generous spirit. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and the sinner shall be converted to you. Deliver me from the guilt of bloodshed, O God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise, for you do not desire sacrifice, or else I would give it. You do not delight in burnt offering. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart God will not despise. Do good in your good pleasure to Zion, build the walls of Jerusalem. Then you shall be pleased with the sacrifices of righteousness, with burnt offerings, and whole burnt offering. Then they shall offer bullocks on your altar.
In the canon, we will sing, the clergy and chanters will sing the first three odes of the canon. And now and forever, we will read it collectively. O Master, you always gladden the souls and bodies of mortals with the oil of loving kindness. And you also safeguard your faithful by oil. Show compassion also on those who now draw near to you through this oil.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. The whole earth is full of your mercy, O Master. Therefore, in faith, do implore you that you bestow upon us
who today shall be anointed mystically by your divine and precious oil, your mercy which surpasses understanding.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You, O Lord, who loves mankind, and who through your apostles mercifully gave us a caring command to anoint in holiness your ailing servants, we pray that through their intercessions you bestow your seal of mercy on us all.
Together, now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen, the only pure one who has enriched the gulf of peace by our perpetual intercessions to God, deliver your suppliants from infirmities and afflictions, that they may unceasingly magnify you.
You who are alone are wonderful and merciful to the faithful. Grant your grace from on high to your servants who are sorely afflicted, O Christ.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. O Lord, who of all show forth an olive branch unto the abating of the flood through your divine command, save the sufferers through your mercy.
Doxa Patrike, Ioke, Agio Pneumati, brighten the lamp of your divine light, and gladden through the anointing those who now in faith make haste to receive your mercy.
Now and ever into the ages of ages, amen. Graciously look down from on high, O Mother of the Creator of all, and through your intercessions dispel the sufferer's bitter spans.
Being a divine river of mercy, like a fathomless gulf of great loving kindness, O merciful one, show forth the divine streams of your mercy and heal all. Let the fountains of miracles gush forth abundantly and cleanse all. For every resorting unto you, we fervently implore your grace.
The physician and help of the suffering, the redeemer and savior of the sick, Master Lord of all, grant healing to your ailing servants. Have compassion and mercy on those who have grievously sinned, and deliver them, O Christ, from their iniquities, that they may glorify your divine power.
O Savior, like the incorruptible chrism, you emptied yourself in grace to purify the world. Show mercy on the bodily wounds of those who with faith are now about to be anointed.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. For as much as you have now sealed with the seal of your mercy the senses of your servants, O Master, make impassable and inaccessible the entry of all adverse powers.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. You who have commanded the ailing to summon your divinely ordained priests and to be healed by prayers and the anointing with your oil, O loving Lord, save the anointed through your mercy.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. All holy Theotokos, ever virgin, steadfast refuge and fortress, haven and wall, ladder and bastion, have mercy and compassion on the sick, for in you alone we have sought refuge.
You are the fathomless mercy, O good one. Show mercy through your holy oil to the anointed as a merciful Lord.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servant. O Christ, we ineffably sanctified both our soul and bodies from on high by the divine impress of your seal. Heal us all by your hand.
Doxa Patrike, Ioke, Agio Pneumati, O Lord, supremely good, who through your ineffable love accepted anointing with precious ointment at the hands of the sinful woman, have compassion on your servants.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. All praised, pure, exceedingly gracious Lady, have mercy on those who are about to be anointed with the oil divine and save your suppliants.
Λόγισου ότι ελεοδείξας φιλάνθρωπε εν βασιλεύσει την χρήσιν και αρχιερεύσει ταύτην τελέσας. αποριαρισμός σου και τους πάσχοντος όσων ως ευσπλαγνός.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. Let no interposition of malignant demons, O Savior, touch the senses of those who are in God anointed. Hedge them under the shelter of your glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Stretch forth your hand from on high, O loving Lord, and sanctify your oil, O Savior. Give it to your suppliants for healing and release from all their ills.
Now and ever, and to the ages of ages, amen. In your divine birth-giving, you manifested yourself as a fruitful olive tree, O Mother of the Creator, through whom the world was sent filled with mercy. Therefore, save through your intercessions, touching those who suffer.
Being the fountainhead of mercy, O gracious one, deliver from every adversity those who with fervent faith entreat your ineffable mercy, most compassionate one, and taking away their maladies, grant them divine grace from above.
You who in your mercy and compassion, O Savior and only God, heals both the passions of souls and afflictions of bodies, heal those who suffer from illness, O merciful one.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. In the anointing of the heads of all with oil, grant the joy of gladness to all who seek the mercy of your redemption through the abundance of your mercy, O Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your seal is a word against demons, O Savior, and a fire that consumes the passions of souls through the prayers of the priests. Therefore, we who have received healing in faith praise you.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. O Mother of God, who in a divine manner held within your womb and ineffably did incarnate him, who holds all things in the palm of his hand, we pray that you intercede with him to expiate those who suffer.
Show mercy to all, O Savior, according to your great and divine mercy. For mystically foreshadowing this rite, we bring the anointing with the holy oil to the sick, whom by your power heal them all.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. By the streams of your mercy, O Christ our God, and through the anointing by your priest, wash away as a merciful Lord, the pains and wounds and the sudden assaults of suffering of those tormented by passions, that they may be healed through your cleansing.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, for as much as your mercy divine has decreed to us from on high, O Master, the oil of gladness as a symbol of condescension, take not away your mercy, nor overlook those who with faith continually cry out, all the works of the Lord, bless the Lord.
Now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen. As a glorious crown, a pure one, nature accepted your divine Son, crushing the host of the enemy and conquering them totally. Therefore, crowned with the joyful radiance of your grace, we sing praises unto you, O lauded Lady.
Beckon from heaven, O merciful one, and show forth your mercy to all. Grant now your compassion and your strength to those who draw near to you. Through the divine anointing by your priest, O loving Lord, nefsan uranothen iktirmon, dixon tu suto eleos pasi, dos nintin andilipsin tinsin, ketin iskin sutis porsiusisi. Δια του Θείου χρίσματος των ιερέων σου φιλάνθρωπε.
Lord Jesus, have mercy on your servants. O benevolent Savior, rejoicing we behold them. by your condescension you have received beyond the merits of the participants, symbolically imparted to those who share in the divine cleansing.
Vespota Christe eleis ontus dulus su, idomen pan agathesote, agaliomen itothion eleion, ropisu en theu hypermetochus, ope prosilifas και τυπικός μετέδοκας λιτρού του Θείου της μετέχουσιν.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Show compassion and mercy, O Savior. Deliver from dead, dread and pains, shield from the darts of the evil one, the souls and bodies of your suppliants, for as much as you are a merciful Lord, who heals by grace divine.
Ictiron eleison sotier, rise dinon aglidonon, litros evelon du poniru, τους ους ικέτας ψυχάς και σώματα, ως ελεήμων Κύριος, χάρη τη Θεία εξιόμενος.
But now and ever and to the ages of ages, amen, as you receive the hymns and supplications of your servants, O pure Virgin, so also deliver from irksome ills and maladies those who through us flee unto your divine protection.
Hymnus και Deisis Parthene, προσδεχομένη των σόντουλων, ρίσε χαλεπών παθημάτων και αγιδώνων τες οικεσί Εσού, τους δήμων πανάκραντε, τη Θεία σκέπη Σου προστρέκοντας.
It is truly worthy to bless you, the Theotokos, the ever-blessed, and all pure and mother of our God, more honorable than the cherubim, and incomparably more glorious than the seraphim, who incorruptibly did bear God the Word. Verily the Theotokos, you we magnify.
Again and again in peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by your grace.
Kyrie eleison.
Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
To you, Lord.
For all the powers of heaven praise you, and to you they ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Amen. In mercy, O benevolent one, look favorably on our petitions, who have come together today in your holy temple to anoint with holy oil your ailing servant.
You would all please be seated, and we are offering a tray at this time, so please give as you are able as an offering to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his parish of St. Catherine.
Let everything that has breath praise the Lord.
defeated.
To execute on them the judgment that is written, this glory shall be to all his saints. You have given your grace, O reconcilable and loving Lord, through your holy apostles, by your holy oil, to heal the wounds and infirmities of all. Have mercy, therefore, on those who with faith approach to be anointed with this holy oil. Sanctify, show mercy. Purge them from every ailment and make them worthy of your incorruptible bliss as our merciful Lord.
Praise the Lord in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Look down from the heavens, O incomprehensible one, in your loving kindness, and with your invisible hand, seal our senses, O loving Lord. By your holy oil, grant to those who with faith come to you, seeking the forgiveness of sins, and grant the healing of soul and body, that they may glorify you with profound feeling, magnifying your dominion.
Praise him for his sovereignty. Praise him according to the fullness of his majesty. Anointed with your mercy and by your priest, O loving Lord, touch your suppliants and sanctify them from above. Heal their infirmities, purge away and cleanse their soul. O Savior, and deliver them from entangling temptations. Soothe their pain, expel adverse situations, and banish their sorrows as a compassionate and loving Lord.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
both now and ever, and to the ages of ages. Amen.
You who are the purest palace of the King, O greatly praised, I implore you, cleanse my mind stained with all manner of sin, and make it the pleasant abode of the exceedingly divine Trinity, that I, your wicked suppliant being saved, may magnify your power and your boundless mercy.
Please rise and skip to page 123.
You who alone are quick to help, O Christ, show your speed.
Visitation from on high to your ailing servants. Deliver them from their infirmities and bitter pain. Raise them up again that they may praise and glorify you without ceasing through the prayers of the Theotokos, O only loving God.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the stability of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy temple, and for those who enter it with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord. For our Archbishop Isaiah, the Honorable Presbyterate, the Diaconate in Christ, and for all the clergy and the laity, let us pray to the Lord. For the President of our country, for those in civil authority, for our armed forces, and for all the American nation, let us pray to the Lord. For the faithful in attendance who anticipate the grace of the Holy Spirit, let us pray to the Lord. that this oil will be blessed by the descent, power, and operation of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. For the servants of God who have come for this holy sacrament and for their visitation in God, and that the grace of the Holy Spirit may come upon them, let us pray to the Lord. For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord. Help us, save us, have mercy on us, O God, and protect us in your grace. Commemorating our most holy, pure, most blessed, and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and one another and all our life to Christ our God.
Ότι πρέπει σε πάσα δόξη τιμή και προσκυνήσεις, το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Άγιο Πνεύματι, νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Αμήν. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
The Lord, in your mercy and bounties, heals the disorders of our souls and bodies. Sanctify this oil, that those who shall be anointed with it may be healed and freed from every passion, illness of body, uncleanness of body and spirit, and from all evils, that also in this your holy name may be glorified, of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and to the ages of ages.
Amen. You who alone are quick to help, O Christ, manifest your speedy visitation from on high upon your reigning servants. Deliver them from their infirmities and bitter pain, and raise them up again to sing praises to you and to glorify you without ceasing, through the intercessions of the Theotokos, only loving God.
Blinded spiritually I come to you, O Christ, as did the man born blind, crying out to you in repentance. You are the super bright light of those in darkness.
As you raised up the paralytic, O Lord, by your divine supervision, raise up my soul, cruelly paralyzed by unseemly deeds and all manner of sin, that being saved I may cry out to you, O benevolent Christ, glory to your power.
As a disciple of the Lord, O righteous one, you receive the gospel. As a martyr, you have that which surpasses utterance, as the boldness, as the brother of God, as a higher ark, the power to intercede. Implore Christ our God to save our souls.
The only begotten Word of God the Father, who in these latter days sojourned among us, ordained you, O James Divine, to be the first shepherd and teacher of Jerusalem and a faithful steward of spiritual mysteries. Wherefore, O Apostle, we all honor you.
ανεβρατώ εν της κινδυνής, σε υπερμαχών οικουμένη, αθλοφόρετα έθνη τροπούμενων. Όσου λέω καθήλες την επαρτσήν, εν το σταδίο θαρήνας τον έστωρα. Ούτως Άγιε μεγάλο μάρτης ημιτριέ, Χριστόν τον Θεόν οικέτευε, δωρήσαστε ημίν το μέγα έλεος.
O holy champion and healer, Pandaleimon, intercede with our merciful God that he may grant remission of sins to our souls.
O holy and mercenaries and wonder workers, visit our infirmities, freely you receive, freely give to us.
Shall declare your grandeur, O Virgin, for you abound in wonders, pouring forth streams of healing and interceding for our souls, as a learned in wisdom divine and as the friend of Christ.
A fervent intercessor and impregnable wall, fountain of mercy and rescue of the world. To you we earnestly cry out, O Lady Theotokos, come and deliver us from dangers, who alone are a swift protector.
Let us be attentive.
Let your mercy be upon us, O Lord, even as we have put our trust in you. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous ones.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Catholic Universal Epistle of St. James.
Let us be attentive.
Brothers and sisters, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering and patience. Indeed, we count them blessed who endure. You have heard of the perseverance of Job and seen the end intended by the Lord, that the Lord is very compassionate and merciful. But above all, my brethren, do not swear, either by heaven or by earth, or with any other oath. Let your yes be yes, and your no, no, lest you fall into judgment. If anyone among you is suffering, let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. Is anyone among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let him pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise him up. And if he has committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess your trespasses to one another and pray for one another, that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
And wait your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, Lord, glory to you.
And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to gain eternal life? He said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And he said to him, You have answered rightly, do this and you will live. But he, wanting to justify himself, said to Jesus, And who is my neighbor? Then Jesus answered and said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, who stripped him of his clothing, wounding him, and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a certain priest came down with that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. Likewise the Levite, when he arrived at that place, came and looked, and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. So he went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine, and he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. On the next day when he departed, he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, and said to him, Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, when I come again, I will repay you. So which of these 3 do you think was neighbor to him who fell among the thieves? And he said to him, He who showed mercy on him.
Then Jesus said to him, go and do likewise.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
As each of the priests is reading the gospel, the other priest will be reading silently the prayer that follows. And so with that in mind, we skip immediately to the second epistle reading on page 132. Page 132, be seated.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord is my fortress and my song. In chastising, the Lord has corrected me.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we who are strong ought to bear with the scruples of the weak and not to please ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, leading to edification. For even Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. For whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we, through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures, might have hope. Now may the God of patience and comfort grant you to be like-minded toward one another, according to Christ Jesus, that you may with one mind and one mouth glorify the God and Father of our Lord Christ Jesus. Therefore, receive one another, just as Christ also received us to the glory of God.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be with all.
And to your spirit.
The reading is from the gospel according to St. Luke.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, Lord, glory to you.
At that time, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and there was a man named Zacchaeus who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was short of stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give one half of my goods to the poor, and if I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Doxa si, Kyrie, doxa si.
Page 137 for the third epistle.
Let us be attentive.
The Lord is my light and my Savior. The Lord is the defender of my life.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brothers and sisters, you are the body of Christ and members individually. And God has appointed these in the church. First apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healings, helps, administrations, varieties of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Are all workers of miracles? But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, endures all things, love never fails.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Irini passi. The Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Then when he called his 12 disciples to him, he gave them power over unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all kinds of sickness and all kinds of disease. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter the city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
Let us be attentive.
In that day when I shall call upon you, Lord, hear my prayer.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the second epistle of St. Paul to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk among them. I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Therefore, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean and unright, says the Lord. Do not touch what is unclean, and I will receive you. I will be a father to you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Therefore, have these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from the filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom, rise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
And to your spirit.
The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
And when Jesus had come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. And when Jesus saw great multitudes around him, he gave a command to depart to the other side. Then a certain scribe came and said to him, Teacher, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. Then another, who was one of his disciples, said to him, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. But Jesus said to him, follow me and let the dead bury their own dead. Now when he got into a boat, his disciples followed him.
On page 144 for the fifth epistle reading.
Let us be attentive.
You, Lord, shall protect us. Save me, Lord, for the righteous is vanishing.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the second epistle of
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we do not want you to be ignorant of our trouble which came to us in Asia. That we burdened beyond measure above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raises the dead, who delivered us from so great a death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us, you also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Listen, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Peace be with all.
And with your spirit.
The Gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, Lord, glory to you.
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, "Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out." But the wise answered, saying, "No, lest there should not be enough for us and for you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with them in the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming."
Glory to you, Lord. Glory to you.
Please turn to page 149 for the sixth epistle reading.
Let us be attentive.
Have mercy on me, O God, according to your great mercy. Create in my a clean heart, O God.
Wisdom.
The reading is from the Epistle of Paul to the Galatians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Wisdom, arise, let us hear the Holy Gospel.
Irini Pasi. The reading is from the Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, Lord.
Then Jesus went out from there and departed to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came from that region and cried out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely demon-possessed." But he answered her not a word, and his disciples came and urged him, saying, "Send her away, for she cries out after us." But he answered and said, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Then she came and worshipped him, saying, "Lord, help me." But he answered and said, "It is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs." And she said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs eat the crumbs which fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered and said to her, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire." And her daughter was healed from that very hour.
Glory to you, O Lord. Glory to you.
Please turn to page 153 for the seventh epistle reading.
Let us be attentive.
O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger. Have mercy on me, for I am weak.
Wisdom.
The lesson is from the first epistle of St. Paul to the Thessalonians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, we exhort you, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good both for yourselves and for all.
Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Peace be with you, the reader.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom arise, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be with all.
And to your spirit.
The gospel is according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
Glory to you, O Lord, glory to you.
As Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the tax office, and he said to him, "Follow me." So he arose and followed him. Now it happened as Jesus sat at the table in the house, that behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw it, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" When Jesus heard that, he said to them, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. But go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I did not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance."
Have mercy on us, O God, according to your great mercy, we pray you, your Son, have mercy. Again we pray for mercy, peace, life, health, salvation, visitation, protection, and forgiveness of the sins of your servants who have come for this holy sacrament and for the remission of their sins, both voluntary and involuntary.
For you are a merciful and loving God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, now and forever and in the ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Master, Lord our God, physician of our souls and bodies, it is you who soothes the chronic pains and heals every infirmity and malady of the people, who desires that all should be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, and who wills not the death of the sinner, but rather that he should repent and live. For you, O Lord, in the Old Covenant ordained repentance for sinners, for David and the Ninevites, and to those before and after them, but also in the new dispensation of your coming in the flesh. You called not the righteous, but the sinners to repentance, like the publican, the harlot, the thief, and the blasphemous and persecutor Paul the Great, receiving them all through repentance. Peter, your great apostle, denying you three times, you received in repentance, and promised him, saying, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven." For which cause, O merciful and loving God, encouraged by your faithful promise, we pray and entreat you at this hour. Hear our prayer and accept it as incense offered to you. Visit these your servants, and if they have trespassed, either in word or deed or thought, by night or day, if they have fallen under the ban of a priest or under their own anathema, or have sworn by oath, we pray to you, loose, pardon, forgive them, O God, overlooking their iniquities and their sins, committed by them knowingly or in ignorance. And if they have transgressed your commandments or have erred as bearing flesh and living in the world, or by the prompting of the devil, forgive as a merciful and loving God, for there is no person who lives and does not sin. You alone are sinless, your righteousness is to all eternity, and your word is truth. For you have not created humankind for destruction, but for the keeping of your commandments and for the inheriting of life incorruptible. To you we ascribe glory, together with your Father who is from everlasting, and your all-holy and good and life-giving Spirit, now and ever, into the ages of ages.
Amen.
The Holy Father, physician of our souls and bodies, who sent your only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, to heal every infirmity and deliver from death, heal also these your servants from the ailments of their body and soul, and endow them with life by the grace of your Christ, through the intercessions of our all-holy Lady Theotokos and ever Virgin Mary, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honored bodiless powers of the heavens, supplications of the honored and glorious Prophet Forerunner and Baptist John, of the holy glorious all honorable apostles, the holy glorious victorious martyrs, our saintly and God-bearing fathers, holy and mercenaries and healers, Cosmas and Damianos,
Cyrus and John, Samson and Diomedes, Mokios and Akitos, Pandelemon and Irmolaos, Thalaleos and Drifon, of the holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, and of all the saints. Ότι σύ ποιή τον Ιαμάτων ο Θεός ημών και συνειδόξαν εν αμπέμπωμεν, το Πατρί και το Υιό και το Άγιο Πνεύματι, νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων.
Wisdom.
Ο ευλογητός Χριστός ο Θεός ημών πάντοτε, νυν και αεί και εις τους αιώνας των αιώνων. Christ our God, the eternal one, is blessed, now and forever to the ages of ages. Glory to you, Christ our God, and our hope, glory to you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and forever, and to the ages of ages. Amen. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Holy Father, bless.
May Christ our true God, through the intercessions of his all-holy, pure, and blessed Mother, by the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the prayers of the honorable, holy, righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, St. Catherine, the great martyr and patroness of our holy church, the glorious St. James, Jacobus, the brother of our Lord, the first bishop of Jerusalem, and of all the saints, have mercy on us and save us as a good and loving and merciful God. Through the prayers of Holy Fathers, Lord Jesus Christ, our God, have mercy on us and save us. Διοφόνιν ιου πατέρι μόν, Κύριε Ιησού Χριστέ, ο Θεός ημών, ελέησον και σώσον ημάς. The blessings and protection of the Trinity be with you all. Please be seated. Get everything ready. Take the oil out. Blow the candles and take that inside. Before we invite you to come up to receive the holy and blessed oil, the Evhelion, the holy unction, we'll give order in just a moment, but I just wanted to say a few things. Number one,
thank you.
This is one of the seven main sacraments of our church. We don't limit the number to seven, but it's one of the seven major sacraments of our church, along with the Roman Catholic tradition as well. And with that in mind is the healing service. So as we come forward, think about any ailments you might have. Let's not start with physical ailments. Let's start with ailments of our spirit.
And this is the unction.
And then, of course, go to physical ailments. But think of anything that you honestly feel that you need to be healed of in terms of things that you do or have done that are not pleasing to God, in terms of interpersonal relationships primarily. And then second, of course, think of healing of your body, bodily ailments as well. Secondly, we have, in addition to holy unction, we have blessed oil that are from a variety of different saints throughout the world, that we have vials of this blessed oil. And this oil we will offer to those who are not from an Orthodox Christian background. So all are welcome to come up and just ask the clergyman. We'll have the two deacons on the outside, and Father Theodore and I will be up on the solea. Ask the clergyman to offer you oil and not the holy unction. Also, when you come up, please note your Christian name. Like mine's Lou or Lewis, but that's not my Christian name. It's Elias. So note your Christian name, and we will anoint you. We give our name because God knows each and every one of us by name. And he knows us by our baptismal name. He knows us. God knows everything. So he knows the different names we have as well, even our nicknames. But in any case, our Christian name is that which we were either baptized with or confirmed with, chrismated. And then finally, when you come up, we are going to just anoint you. And as we have been asked not to give you holy unction to take home, even though we have family members or those who are not able to come, who have not received it, we do not any longer allow that to be taken home. So please just let us know if one of your family members will not be able to receive, and we will do our very best in the coming days to go to their home and offer holy unction to them. Father Theodore and I have made already several visits to people and offer communion and holy unction to them as well.
Tonight we will have a 7 p.m. service, and that service tonight is the last of the bridegroom services, at the end of which we will anoint as well. If you're anointed now, you don't have to be anointed again. But for our family members and friends who were not able to make our service today, we will anoint them again this evening. Did I miss anything? So when you're anointed, we'll have a cotton ball. They'll be standing here. You can take a cotton ball and dry and wipe off the oil or rub it in. Or you could just rub it in. But if you take a cotton ball, distribute it in the receptacle in the back by the narthex. The way we're going to receive the anointing is this. We're going to have everybody come up from the right center as I'm facing, or left center. We're going to begin from the front. We'll have two lines, so the people in those pews will make a line, and in this pew make a line. Those people closer to the windows will go to the deacons, and then go out by the window. And the people coming up from here will receive anointing on the solea, and then leave through the center. For those unable to step on the solea, please go to the deacon, even if you're in the rows in the center, and they will anoint you right here. God's love and grace and blessings be with us. Remember, this is one of the 7 major sacraments, so come up with faith that God can heal us of the passions, of things that we do wrong, as well as physical ailments. God's blessings be to all.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit. Having the fountain of healing, O Holy,
Amen.
bodies, have mercy for me, O Savior, serving your ones, Constantinus.
Ceasing the fierce tumult within us, releasing us from
anguish.
For you alone we have as a Savior and firm Maker.
Souls and bodies, have mercy, forgive, and save your servant, Christus.